Hello, everybody. This is Tony Ruggiero here. Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening to The Tour Coach. We're rolling through another crazy summer right now, another crazy season. There's lots of golf, lots of guys playing, lots of camps, lots of retreats, lots of travel. You know what that means? It means lots of great content coming to you. So thank you, whether you're a golf instructor, like so many folks that reach out and listen to this podcast, or you're an aspiring golfer, somebody just loves learning about the game, loves learning about how to get better. Thanks for taking the time to listen to The Tour Coach, because we've got lots of great content coming for you. Okay. And if you like The Tour Coach, you're going to love Pro Work on YouTube. I want to remind all of you, if you haven't seen it, go to Bushnell Golf on YouTube, or go to @TheDewSweeper on my YouTube channel and listen to, watch Inside the Ropes, Behind the Scenes with myself, Colby Touye, Mark Hackett, and a host of others. And you'll see what it's like to be a player of all different abilities, and watch how our team approach goes behind the scenes, inside the ropes, to find out exactly what the magic that your golf swing needs to pick up 10, 15, 20 yards, or lower your handicap, or get all the way out onto the PGA Tour. It's all there for you on Pro Work, just like it is here on The Tour Coach. So thanks for listening. We've got some great content coming. We've got some great discussions, some great roundtables, and some great guests coming your way this summer and this season here on The Tour Coach. And I couldn't do this Tour Coach without the following sponsors. They've been loyal to me. I'm loyal to them. I think it's one of the missing things in instruction and in our world, people that stick together. And I think that's why we've all had so much success. I've got to thank the folks at Bushnell Golf for their support and their sponsorship of this show, my teaching, as well as the Pro Work series, Vineyard Vines and the folks there. Unbelievable. They keep all the dew sweepers looking good. Myself, as good as you can, and all of the folks at our retreats, and especially Shrixon and Cleveland Golf, Chip Holcomb, Eddie Dry, and all of the folks there. I mean, we couldn't do it without it. It's over 20 years I've been with Shrixon Cleveland Golf. I'm not going anywhere without that. Mason Prang and the folks over there in California take such good care of us. They've got the best product that you can find anywhere. So special thanks to Shrixon Cleveland Golf. And then finally, my good friend Mitch McConnell and the folks at McConnell Automotive, Buick GMC here in Mobile, and Buick GMC for sponsoring the radio and everything that we've been going on for all of these years. So we've got great sponsors, we've got great partners, and we're going to give you great content that's going to help all of you play better, enjoy the game better, or understand how to teach it and communicate it better. Sit back, get yourself a beverage, and enjoy The Tour Coach. And then when you get a chance, go check out Pro Work on my YouTube. You'll be glad you did. All right, so joining me here on The Tour Coach, excited to have him back on. It's been a bit. One of the great teachers in the game of golf, unbelievably knowledgeable, has an unbelievable knack to apply it to regular folks, too, using the science of the golf swing. My good friend from up in Chicago, Illinois, Rick Silva. Rick, what's up, bud?
How are you, Tony? Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everything is good as you're just churning through this summer teaching some folks how to get the golf ball up in the air. So, you know, usual stuff this time of year, but I thought it'd be a good time to sit down and catch up with you. I know you guys, you've got something exciting going on, something exciting for golfers, not just players, but also I think it's teachers and instructors that's a lot of who listens to this as well. Coming out, you've got a new project with Michael Jacobs coming out. Go ahead and let's talk a little bit about it, and let's, you know, don't give the whole thing away. We don't want to give people not a reason to buy it, but let's talk a little bit about some of the stuff in it.
Yeah, so it's been a project long time coming. You know, myself, and I'm really blessed to have a friend and a mentor, you know, lending a lot of his hard work and efforts to it. So, you know, writing my first book, and it's been, you know, seems like more than a little over a year, but long time coming on this one. But, you know, so, you know, in my everyday process, I ask somebody when I see them for the first time and we go through, you know, a bit of an eval process, you know, I generally ask them, well, you know, do you want the science or do you want the practical? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I get an array of answers there. Most of the time I get both, you know, that's the answer from people. So that's kind of the inspiration for the book, you know, so Michael's providing in this book and how it reads, the hardcore drippy science, which, a lot of people like and enjoy, from a student standpoint. And I'm providing the practical, here's how I practically apply it. Here's my practical thoughts to it. And we chose, seven things that we think are really important, not only to the everyday impassioned golfer, but for coaches and teachers out there that we think that are really important when they're looking at golfers and golf swings, but also to highly competitive golfers. So that made it a little difficult when we were, writing the thing. And, when the individuals who are helping us put this book together, they're always, looking at it, and which I totally understand is, well, who's your audience? You know, and my pushback is always, well, there's many potential audiences here, and it's like, no, we need to narrow this down. And I'm like, well, no, because there's lots of potential people who can be the audience here. So that was a challenge, but we're working through that. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I get the same thing, and I understand where you're coming from, because I, when I started doing the podcast, it was, came from the radio show I do still in Mobile, and the radio show I did on PGA Tour Radio for a decade.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of it was, there were a lot of golfers that would listen to it. But then I found over the years, though, and through this podcast, I found more and more questions and stuff. It wasn't just golfers, but it was also a lot of teachers and coaches,
yes,
right? And so, like, somebody says, well, who's your audience? I'm like, well, it's both, really, right? Like,
yes.
And I think that, I think that, and so every time, I bring somebody on like you, I'm always like, well, which group is it going to apply to? And then, but I also think that the better, and maybe this would start like a argument by some people, but I also think that the better the information and the better the teacher, the more it applies to both. Like, because
we should the better be able the teacher to, and the better the coach are golf junkies too, man.
Right, right. And I also think that, like, if we're delivering something here today that's, hey, that's probably going to help me coach or teach better. One of the reasons I continue to do this is because it gives me even more access to pick the brains of people that I know are wonderful at what they do and have a lot of information. I'm like, I'm going to learn something. But, like, at the same time, I think we could still do that. And a guy that's a 12 handicapper that really wants to get better and be a mid-70 shooter could still listen to this and take something away. Because the people that are really wanting to get better are just wanting really good information.
I couldn't agree with you more. Absolutely. And I don't, for the life of me, I don't know why that would cause an argument. I mean,
oh, come on. People will argue about anything. It's okay.
Well, okay. I'm past that time, dude. I don't like it. Whatever. I could sit there and converse with somebody, like when we go to top 100 summits and things of that nature, I don't have to like the information that's being discussed, but I can certainly take something from it. Mm-hmm. I can learn something from it. Doesn't mean I have to agree with it, but I'm going to learn something from it.
Right.
I mean, that's the beauty of it. I mean, man, half, I think you would agree with this. Half the great stuff comes out at the bar and at dinner or later.
No question.
I mean, that's the beauty of it.
No question.
That's the beauty of it. I mean, so, this project and what we're doing here, it's, at this stage in my life and my career, it's about mentoring a lot. Yes, it's about coaching and things of that nature, but how do we take really good scientific information, things that are facts, and I'm being generic here, but like 1 + 1 = 2, stuff that we didn't have when we were growing up, I could have saved myself so much time and pain, and how do you convey it to this person over here and this person over here and this person over here? So it's not only teaching, it's coaching and everything in between. You know what I mean? And that's
right. Well, I think
how fortunate are we to be able to do that? I mean, that's pretty great.
Well, I think when you said in the first part, hey, my job's to make this practical, to practically apply it, right? That's where I think it makes the topic open to guys that play and coach, right? Because mm-hmm. I think sometimes if you just, you know, you just throw science out there, and I've sat at seminars where it's just the science, like I'll go, okay, I mean, I can kind of see that. I'm not disputing it, but like, how the heck is Joe Sixpack gonna, how are we gonna apply that to this guy, right? But when you blend in the practical application from your years of experience coaching and teaching, you know, I think it makes it, you know, I think that's what makes it applicable to anybody. So let's, if you don't mind, let's go through some of these things that you you know, the truths or the you know, the seven things. Let's go a few of those things and talk a little about them, not give everything away, but then also talk a little bit about practical applications and how people can apply it.
Sure. You know, so, you know, in fairness to, you know, my friend and a very significant mentor, you know, Michael Jacobs, you know, one of this is, you know, a lot of this, I should say, is, you know, how is this bridging off of the work that he has already painstakingly, you know, accomplished and done. And I think that's really important to say. You know, so I think one of them is, you know, forces and torques. Okay, so how is the club moving in space? You know, so for a lifetime, I think coaches and players, you know, look at the golf club, you know, moving in a very rudimentary way. You know, is this thing going up and down, and is this thing going side to side? Mm-hmm. Well, it is, but it also has a response to the thing going up and down and side to side, meaning that if I pull it up, the head of the golf club, just for being practical, meaning the center of mass, not that far off, is going to, if I pull the thing up at the handle, it's going to droop down, right?
Right,
just
right.
Involuntarily. So I have to do something to offset that. So that being the torque that I'm applying to it. So it's net doing three things, right? Or I'm doing three things to it. So I think if we start thinking about it like that, then we start seeing a more complete picture. So every time I move it in a given direction, it's going to do something, and I have to do then something else to it.
Right.
That's super important to understand. Super important to understand. So how does the golfer, or when you're looking at it, how do you get the thing to just net out to zero? Because you can go start chasing, you know, this rabbit down this hole, and it's going to be a very bumpy ride. The club's going to get super heavy, okay? Mm-hmm. The club face ain't going to line up if you're not considering those things. So that's a big, big deal. And so from a practical standpoint, we start telling a story in this book to help coaches and to help players look at that a little differently, and it's kind of a bit of a aha or eureka moment. So here's an example, right? So when the player is kind of on the way down, if that golf club doesn't unwind a little bit because they're, I'll just use the generic term, trying to lay it down or flatten it excessively.
Right, right.
That golf club's going to weigh a whole heck of a heavy amount, right? If that golf club is, if that player's swinging, let's say, I'll just generically put it like 85 miles an hour with like a mid iron. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to weigh, I don't know, 90 pounds. Okay. And it's going to be very like a bumpy ride, trying to get that thing square. They ain't going to square it. or they're going to have to do something crazy with their body.
Right. They have to do something to square it then, right? So the more
yeah.
So is it fair to say, like, the more you lay it down, I mean, the more you have
the more
to
chaotic it's going
right.
to be.
And the harder it is to square it.
Yes. Yes. So that's a big one. Okay. So like you said, like without trying to like give it away, but trying
yeah,
to
yeah, no, I mean
help you understand something.
No, I think that the reason I think some of those things are important is, I mean, obviously for teachers, but for players that you know that because they go down these rabbit holes of they see stuff on social media like everybody's you know. Everybody's shallow and everybody's doing this. And then they don't understand basically the equation that if you do this much of this, then you got to do X of this to make it, to make you hit it at the target, for lack of a better word. And, you know, and then that's the art of coaching and teaching, which you're great at is, you know, you got to know the right variables to make everything line up and match up.
Yes. So we another one would be, you know, how we just look at, you know, one segment versus the next segment, you know. So in how, you know, if I was looking at the pelvis relative to, you know, the left leg in the backswing, okay, that's really important. And why somebody would do that. And again, I'm being generic here. You know, so that momentum of how that would move, that would be really important. Okay. Mm-hmm. It gives us an idea, of how it should move relative to those two things, because it's kind of like a roadmap. Okay. Of, hey, if these two things are interacting correctly, then it's you can kind of check it off your box. If it looks goofy, then, you know, that's a good place to start, right? And then here's this roadmap, okay, check. Then you over here and here's this roadmap, check. And if that looks goofy, then stop there. You know, those are kind of things that we're talking about. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes total sense. And that's where I think, you know, no, and that's where I was thinking, like, as you were talking, I'm thinking, okay, just kind of where we started. Is this for coaches or players? Like, but the roadmap is for anybody because,
yes.
Well, from my point of view too, like, no matter how good a job we are as teachers, to me, that the best success from players as far as getting better, and to me, the best players in the world, not talking about like what everybody needs to do, but they understand their roadmap the better they get. And they understand what it is their couple things are to hit the golf ball the way they need to do it to improve. And so that's where I think it's applicable and it's great for both people. Because if you really want to get better, you don't just need to go get good information and you don't just need to know how to apply it. You need to understand why you're doing what you're doing and the process that you're going down.
Yes, without a doubt.
Right. Because I think that's an important part. I think that teachers miss sometimes. I'm not saying you or me or, but like, I think sometimes they just tell you something and they assume that the person's going to understand what you're doing and what the why is. And like, part of our job is to educate and help people understand the why. Cause like, I think you'll buy in better as a student if you really understand where you're going. Cause let's face it, you're going to hit some shitty shots down the road trying to change some stuff. But if you don't understand why you're changing and what the end result's going to be, you're probably not going to stick with it if you hit a rough patch.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Not to mention we're human as teachers, right? So I think another big one here, kinetic energy, okay. You know, and that sounds like a big word, right? Or a big phrasing, you know? So, you know, when you open the book, right? So kind of imagine it like this. So Michael's over here on the left and, you know, and And it's this part's important, right? Because it's like it needs to be stated, right? It's like, so Michael's part and role is like, nope, here it is. This is brass tacks, kinetic energy. You know, it's ABC 1, 2, 3. Here's what it is. You know, and then I now say, okay, that's important. And I'm a science geek, man. I want to know the hard, raw science too. But all right, now I'm gonna say, like, all right, kinetic energy. It's like the life force of long straight shots. It's how to get, you know, more of what it is that you're looking for. All right, so imagine, like, I mean, I think most of us love, you know, football, right? Like, whether it's college football or NFL football.
And if you don't, know, there's something wrong with you. And if you don't, that's a topic for another podcast. If you don't,
that's a topic.
And if
for
you're
another
not excited,
podcast.
If you're, I know where I live. If you're not excited that football is about to kick in 2 months or less, 45 days, there's
right,
a problem
right.
with you. All right, so now back to
right. All right, so imagine, like, that whomever your favorite quarterback is, right? That guy drops back and he throws that ball from point A to point B, and you see that football moving through the air. Okay, so I think most people in a two dimensional world just see the football going from point A to point B. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that thing is also spiraling. Okay, it's rotating. So you have linear, which is just the football going from A to B, but you also have angular or rotation. Boom, 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 boom. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So imagine, like, okay, you have the linear, boom, and the angular. Well, if that thing's like, you know, a wounded duck, right? And it's wobbling all over the place, well, it still has angular, but it's not going to be as efficient if it's a tight spiral.
That would be like a knuckleball, correct?
Well, yeah, kind of, right? But, I mean, so the amount of energy kinetically that it's moving from point A to B is going to be less, mm-hmm. right? So how efficient is that thing moving from point A to point B? Right, so the ability to measure something, or the ability that a golfer, you know, in one segment moves that kinetic energy, you know, from there to there, that's really important. And when you see a golfer who's, like, highly efficient moving their linear and angular, that's, like, a really important component.
Mm-hmm. So I would think, and then tell me if I'm wrong on this, but that one of the reasons, not reasons, but like a reason for a person to become more efficient, to where they get mm-hmm. their forces and their torques and all of this stuff to match better, is that would produce a golf swing that, in an unpredictable sport, and you're never going to be perfect and all that, but would be, you know, it would be, you know, more repeatable. It would be, you know, it would be less, you know, erratic, or where you're, you know, one day you're really good, one day you're really bad. Like, to me, the more, you know, the more you go down that road, the better you are as far as that as a player.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Whether you're a tour player, aspiring tour player, you're a club player,
one of the number one things you get on the lesson tee over the years,
how good can I get?
Yeah, and like, oh, I'm not very consistent, right? And I know I know the golf psychologist well. Golf's an inconsistent game, yada yada yada. But we're all striving to make players more consistent, right, or more repeatable. And so, to me, that kind of directly relates to that.
100%. So I think here's an interesting one from, like, an anatomy perspective, right? Like, okay, well, what's the role of the rib cage from an anatomy standpoint? Well, essentially, it's to support, like, you know, your arms, your shoulder complex, and they just kind of sit on top of the rib cage.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a brace Like if you're building a house, right? Like it just sits on top of it. Boom. Okay. So, well, when your arms, like your left shoulder, like if you're swimming, right, it kind of goes up and over, like you're making a little swim move. Well, the kinetic energy of your left arm, and I'm just isolating this, it would move linearly to the right in the backswing, but it also has some angular. So it's like I said, like you're like going to swim move. Mm-hmm. Well, if that club's getting hooded to the right, well, it's not rotating to the right. The angular would be going like underneath to make the club hooded.
Right.
Okay. So the club's kind of telling the story that something's getting like suffocated in a way. Mm-hmm. So this thing has like the football, it's linearly going to the right, but it also has to have like some spiral. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Like the football has to be like spiraling down the football field to the right, which would create this really smooth look to it. Like a really solid, like Tiger, 2001. I mean, it just kind of had this like really smooth opening kind of look to it, but it, the club face didn't roll open. Kind of
correct.
Thing. Right. You, I mean, it
that, like to me, that's,
I mean, damn, the thing just kind of looked like just right there.
Yeah, and I think understanding this, I'm just picking stuff out here, though, too, is for, like, folks that struggle with twisting the club way open or they get it way out and shut going back, understanding this part of mm-hmm. your book here would help that because you would understand what the force
yeah.
is that helps, that makes the club do the opposite of whatever one of those errors it is. Because a lot of people, in trying to not go out and shut, then they just start twisting and rolling the face, and that's not any good either.
Yes, sir. So, like, I think it was probably in the first 5 minutes of this thing, it's just to get the thing to net out zero.
Right.
It's just to make the thing balance, you know. And I watch a lot of your stuff, and you and I talk a lot, right? I mean, good grief. You get players that just look like they're walking down the street hitting a golf ball, and you do it just in this casual whatever kind of way. I love it. It's so good, you know, but it's perfect.
Yeah. It's, I mean, lovely. In the end, right? Like in the end, we're just trying to make people better, you know? And I think that's what obviously you do well. And the thing I'm interested in this book is not just the science. Cause you know, I think on our side, we hear a lot of that stuff, right? Like you mentioned the Golf Magazine Summits, like, heck, we've all been and sat and listened to those things. But, like, to me, the thing that is intriguing and interesting is the practical applications that could help, you know, me or Wayne Flint or Mark Hackett take one thing and, you know, mm-hmm. and learn one thing that'll help apply it to somebody on the tee in front of us. And that's what I think the reason for folks listening to this to go get the book or to understand or to reach out to you to ask questions is important.
Yeah. And I appreciate you saying that. You know, I've always been, you know, really fortunate to be able to find myself in the room with people and surround myself with people who are just unbelievably talented and really smart at the things they do. And I'd be a fool to put myself in the room with people who are, who know less than me. Right. Mm-hmm. And if I can take bits and pieces, whether that's from, you know, you, Mike Jacobs, you know, Dr. Nesbitt, you know, Mike Adams, you know, the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. If I can do this and, you know, and find ways, and again, I can't emphasize this enough. I'm a science tech junkie,
right.
But in a lot of my conversations, even with the average golfer, man, they want the hard science. And that's also, I guess, kind of like, who you attract as clients, right?
Oh, for sure.
You know, but you still have to find a way to reach the person that's in front of you.
Right. Right?
You just do. So, and that's, again, you know, that's a, it's part of just the inspiration for, putting, my own paintbrush in the paint and saying, okay, I'm gonna paint this, right? And mm-hmm. and it's, here, do you want the science or do you want the practical? Because if we want to have, one of those conversations on either side of the extreme, I'm down. But if we want to have something that brings both to this, I'm down for that too. And
yeah, I love that.
Here it is.
I love both sides. I think more people need both of that. Rick, first of all, thanks for taking the time to come on, especially with all your travels. And been trying to do this for a couple of weeks. But also, let everybody know where they can get a hold of this and find this and get a copy of it, because I think it could help golfers and coaches.
Well, when it finally comes out, we still have some finishing touches to it, but when it finally comes out, I'll definitely put a link via social, Instagram, mm-hmm. Movement 3 Golf, website, movement3golf.com. You can Google movement3golf.com or Rick Silva. But all of those mediums, that'll be great. And I appreciate that.
Awesome stuff, Rick. Thanks for always taking the time to come on
and
always sharing information. Keep up all the great work. And everybody, he's one of the best teachers out there. So make sure you follow him, listen to him, support him in all the ways possible. And Rick, we'll look forward to catching up soon.
Sure do appreciate it, bro. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this edition of The Tour Coach and this conversation that we brought to you about playing, learning, and teaching the game of golf. We'll be back next week with another edition of The Tour Coach. In between now and next week, make sure you follow us on our social channels. You can always find me at The Dew Sweeper on Instagram, or go to our YouTube page where you'll see a scene and a video from my teachings daily on our YouTube channel. You can find that by looking up Tony Ruggiero and The Dew Sweepers on YouTube. Until then, make sure you follow and check out everything Tour Coach and all our sponsors, Strixon Cleveland Golf, Bushnell, Vineyard Vines, and Buick GMC. I'll be back next week to help all of us appreciate, learn, and enjoy the game of golf.